Well, good Friday morning, beloved. It is again my pleasure to be able to start my day off together with you in God's Word on this Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Psalm 135, and today's reading is a psalm in praise of God's goodness and kindness. The psalm recalls God's saving acts in Israel's history, including an attack on idolatry, which concludes with a call to praise the Lord. And God's saving words for us all this week have been praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 135, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord! Praise His name, you servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the temple of our God. Praise the Lord, because He is good. Sing praises to His name, because He is kind. He chose Jacob for Himself, the people of Israel for His own. I know that our Lord is great, greater than all the gods. He does whatever He wishes in heaven and on earth, in the seas and in the depths below. He brings storm clouds from the end of the earth. He makes lightning for the storms, and He brings out the wind from His storeroom. In Egypt, He killed all the firstborn of people and animals alike. There He performed miracles and wonders to punish the king and all his officials. He destroyed many nations and killed powerful kings. Sihon, the king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. He gave their lands to His people. He gave them to Israel. Lord, You will always be proclaimed as God. All generations will remember You. The Lord will defend His people, and He will take pity on His servants. The gods of the nations are made of gold and silver. They are formed by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, and eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear. They are not even able to breathe. May all who made them and who trust in them become like the idols they have made. Praise the Lord, people of Israel. Praise Him, you priests of God. Praise the Lord, you Levites. Praise Him, all you that worship Him. Praise the Lord in Zion, in Jerusalem, His home. Praise the Lord. And today's key verse is Psalm 135, verse 3, where the psalmist writes, praise the Lord because He is good. Sing praises to His name because He is kind. And you know, this short little passage of Scripture gives just a little thumbnail sketch of the history of Israel, talking about all of the different kings that God overthrew when He was bringing His chosen ones into the Promised Land. And, it's just a miracle to see time after time how God provided so that His people would be able to not only take the land, but possess the land. It's one time to, get in there and beat up the occupants of that land, but then to keep it and to prosper in it is quite a different thing. How blessed the children of Israel were after wandering aimlessly in the desert for 40 years to be led by God into the Promised Land, into a place where they would live in houses that they did not build. They would plant fields that they did not prepare the ground. They would harvest crops that they had not sown. All of this was the blessings of God for His people. Amen. Let's pray. I praise You, Lord God, because You are good. I sing praises to Your name because You are kind. Thank You, Lord God, for Your constant love and care. Amen. Well, that brings our week together, beloved, to an end. Hope that you can join me on Monday when we will be in Psalm 136, which is a hymn of thanksgiving. But, of course, we've got Sunday morning ahead of us, and we are still in Lent, and so I'm hoping that we will be able to meet with everybody on Sunday morning, and if you can't be in the chapel, in the flesh, then don't forget about our digital services that can be found on Zoom and on Facebook, and we hope to meet you there. So until the next time that God allows us to meet together, beloved, be blessed.